Yo, this is Byron from the Minimum Wagers, and with me we got
Daniel here as usual.
Hey, what's up, my brother from another mother?
What up, bro?
What it do?
Not much, man. How you been, dog? How you been?
Oh, man, it's been a crazy fucking week, but I've been good. I've been good. What about you, dude?
A crazy week. My bad. I'm like just drinking a little beer right now. Kind of help me through this.
A little beer, man. You don't want to let people know we drink, fool. What the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, I drink.
I don't.
You always got to come prepared with something to drink, man. You always got to come prepared with something to drink.
I guess. Well, you know what? I got my cup of water next to me, so actually, we
good. Sauce.
What's up, Daniel? What's up, man?
Not much, man. Man. It's been like 2 weeks, man. It's been two weeks.
Yeah.
So what's been up?
Man, dude, work. Work has been up. It has been up.
Man.
Yeah, dude. It's been a hell of a week, you know, especially with this heat.
Hell yeah, bro. The other day it was like 100 and something.
Yeah, dude. You know, I'm surprised. It gets that hot down here by the beach.
It gets the nasty, bro. Like the other day I came out and it was like kind of cool. Like the air was kind of fresh to a point, and it was still like kind of like sticky, you know?
You know, today humidity was at 78%, dude. So like,
so how does that work? Is it, if the humidity is higher, it feels like really sticky and all that, or
yeah, dude, the humidity is high, it feels sticky. You know, I came out of the shower, I took a cold shower today, and then my mom was like, hey, you know, let's go outside and just hang out. I was like, cool. So I go outside, dude, we sit down, and man, it just feels like you can cut the air, bro.
That's that Florida weather.
Florida. Man, but we are in SoCal.
Yeah, but I mean, I went to Florida, and like, that shit's like, fuck, bro. It's like Hawaii, too. That shit's like, oh, no, dude, my glasses fog up and everything. Hell yeah.
In the
what? Yeah, I mean, like, because it's like tropical weather, dude. So it's like, I remember when I came out of the store, like my glasses just fogged up and I was like, God damn. Like you come out of the shower, bro.
Shit's man, hot. Daniel, you got to get some wiper blades on those bitches.
Can you imagine, bro?
Nah, <it's> just,
the little button on the side.
Steamy, my boy. That's why.
Because I'm hot.
Actually getting hot, homie. Yeah, dude.
Dang. Yeah, man, it's been pretty crazy, too, because like these past couple weeks, because, you know, my girl's pregnant and everything. She's about to have, like, we're about to have our daughter, like, in 2 weeks, bro. Shit's coming up
yeah,
soon,
congrats,
man.
Congrats on that, my boy. You and soon. Lana, man. Congrats on child number two.
Number two, man. My son's growing so fast, dude.
Dude, it's time crazy. Goes by too quick, Daniel.
Hell yeah, bro.
How's
Hell
Lana yeah. doing?
She's doing good, man. Right now she's on maternity leave. So we're spending, like, a lot more time together. So, yeah, we just spending time with our son now. She can't really do much because my son is like super active, so she's got to like watch like how he is when he jumps around and all that stuff. Like, kid is super active, bro, super Damn. Active. So you gotta be careful with that. So she has to like try to like make sure she's not picking him up and stuff like that.
Definitely, dude. You're doing daddy stuff right now, man. That's what you're doing.
Dad life, bro.
#dad life.
#dad of the year.
Tired.
Bro, I have a shirt that says it says Dad 2017 from when my son was born. I gotta get another shirt that says Dad 2019.
Ah, damn,
also.
Dude. How many more shirts we're going for, bro?
What do you mean? Hell, nah, this is the last one, bro. This is my last
That's kid. What I was asking.
Yeah, this is my last
dude,
one.
You beat me to the punch, though, man. You ahead two.
I was like, wait a minute. How many shirts? Like, what if one fades? I was like, nah, I know what you're trying to say right now. I feel you. I feel
hey,
you, man.
Hey, baby coming to 2025, bro, for Byron. 2025.
Damn, that's a long ass time from now. 2025, bro?
We're looking at about 5 years and a half from now.
Well, good luck to you, man. Hey, I support you in that then. Hey, yeah, that's smart, though. Like, you know, you got a timeline when you want to have it by and stuff. Take care of your priorities first.
But, you know, honestly, it's not about priorities. I just haven't been able to find the one.
Ooh, ooh. I feel you on that. I feel you.
That's what it is.
You've been through a rocky road.
Yeah, that's what it is, Daniel. That's what it is. I can't, man. I can't settle with one person. I mean, not like that. I can't settle with the person that I'm not destined to be with, you know?
But how do you know?
You don't. You got to go through the whole relationship and figure it out and see what happens. I don't know, man. Some fucking destiny, bro. That shit fucks you over sometimes.
Uh-huh. What do you mean fucks you
over? I mean, it does.
That shit works wonders.
It works wonders, yeah. It has its positives, but damn, dude, it has its negatives too, you know?
Yeah. But I think, like, you know, it's, like you said, destiny. So it's like right now is not the time for you to go down that path, you know? You probably got to finish a lot of other things first before you head down that road.
I mean, true. I mean, I'm going to be 27 now. So, I mean, I've been able to keep it, like, the same for what? The last, what, 18, 19, 20, like, what, 8 years?
Yeah, I feel you. Damn. Oh, my man.
Dude. Daniel, what is Byron up with this, bro? So, I was reading online today about this. Okay, so, I wasn't reading. I was watching, you know, on the good old YouTube. I was watching a video, dude, like, of this guy in Mexico. He's, like, going down this abandoned street. Somewhere like right in the middle of the cities and all that shit, outskirts probably. And he stops because he hears like a person screaming, and so I guess it just catches his attention, and it sounds like a woman screaming in distress, you know.
La Llorona.
Yeah, dude. Well, you know, the funny thing is that the guy, he has his camera on, like he turned on the camera and all that shit, and. Well, I guess he was recording. You know how, like, in different countries, they record, like, when you drive in case you get into an accident or whatever?
Oh, the dash cam. There
you go, dash cam. Dash cam that picks up audio and all that crap. So this guy takes it off and walks and gets out of his car, dude. And keep in mind, in, like, a fucking old-ass road. And this fucking screaming, dude, just goes on and on and on. And, like, this guy's freaking out now. In my head, I'm just like, why the fuck did you even stop, you know? And so,
yeah.
And so this guy like starts walking towards like, you know, the side of the road. There's shrubs, there's bushes. He keeps walking. He probably walks in there probably a good like 30 seconds into that, like whatever field or whatever it is. And like this fucking person, dude, this lady hunched over comes out of nowhere and is just standing there laughing, like, you know, like crying or screaming or whatever, like in distress.
What the fuck?
And the guy freaks out, dude, and the guy starts yelling in like hysteria, you know, like you can hear him crying like while he's screaming. And so he's running back to his car and he gets to the road. His car's not there, Daniel. His car's not there, bro. And the video cuts there. Like you can hear the lady approaching and the guy just screams and that's it.
Oh, hell no, okay, bro.
Well,
hell
you know, it's no. Kind of weird because it's like, I want to know if the guy made it out. Like, did he get hurt? Was this fake? You know, the fact that the video made it online sometimes makes me feel like, okay, this guy uploaded it or who uploaded the video? You know what I mean? Yeah. And so.
Because the car wasn't there, right?
The car wasn't there. They took off. Somebody got into it and left. You know, whatever the fuck that was, bro. I think it was like, I was watching the video and like, I was getting like the chills. You know what I mean?
Damn, you got to send me the link to that, bro.
I'll send it to you, bro. I'll send it to you, but that shit gave me the chills, Daniel. I was like, yo. And the thing is, like, I was playing that shit, bro. What time was it? It was 2 days ago. It was probably like 2 a.m. 2 a.m. And oh. I was Google Chrome. No, what is that called? Chromecast? I was Chromecasting to the TV. And so, like, dude, that shit gave me the chills, bro. I couldn't sleep.
What? That, bro, hell no, man. I don't know about that. That's some crazy shit. People record some crazy
stuff.
But, you know,
sometimes I'm stuck whether it's real or fake.
Yeah. That's that unsolved mystery right there.
Yeah, it is.
And that was a good show, bro. I used to watch that stuff when I was growing up.
Back in the day.
Unsolved Mysteries, dude. With that one dude, what's his name? Robert Stacks.
Yep, Robert Stacks. Dude.
That shit was, man, bro, I used to watch that as a kid, and that stuff used to freak me out, dude. Like, I used to be scared, like, especially, like, Even recently, the other day, I was watching that, like, just episodes of it, like, in my room with the lights off, all dark, bro. And I was tripping myself out. And I was in Rialto, too, recently. And, dude, like, there's, like, Rialto's gotten worse. So, like, there's been, like, kind of, like, gunshot stuff. But, I mean, it's 4th of July, too. It could be mixed with fireworks. But shit like that, it's just...
Well, you do live in the ghetto, so...
Well, I mean, like, shit like that's crazy, dude. Like, just watching that shit, and then I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, I start scaring myself. I'm like, oh, this shit's unsolved. What if that dude's right outside my house right now? But then I'm like, why me? What the fuck did I do to you? You know?
No, dude, you know, did you, have you ever seen that show, First 48?
Oh, yeah, dude, that's a good show, dude. Tell me
about it. That shit's badass, but it has this moment, dude, like, when the case goes cold and shit. It makes you wonder, like, there's a person living amongst us, no matter where you are, that's killed somebody. You know what I mean? And it freaks you, and it kind of gets you, like, going and thinking about it, because it's like, damn, this motherfucker can't, like, you know, what if it's you? What if you're next, you know?
Yeah, bro, see, I heard this story. I got two different stories. So I heard this one story, I think it was Unsolved Mysteries. This one lady... She was, like, always changing her identity. So, like, every so often she would change the person that she is and stuff. But she would get her information, like her social security cards and ID cards and everything, the name and all that, from past people who have, like, died like crazy. Like, they've committed suicide or they died in a burning house or something like that. And she would, like have herself as a different person. And, like, it was, like... a totally different I don't really remember what she did in her past, like, to make it, like, crazy, but just like the fact that you don't know who these people are, certain people are, you know,
like, what if you, like, find that person, like, you know, you go out to a bar and then all of a sudden this person is like, oh yeah, like, you know, let's go take a walk or something, and fucking either kill you or do something to you, you know? It's like, and you know, these people do, like, I kind of think like, sometimes you gotta live with yourself, with what you've done, and you go crazy, dude. And you start thinking that it's normal to do shit like that. You feel me? Well, you know, like a psych, psychopath. What is it called? Is it a psychopath? Psychopath? Yeah, a psychopath, dude. Like, you know, that's how they think. They scare themselves, and they start doing things, and they think it's normal. You feel? They don't know the cause. Because, bro, I'm one.
But how would you know? How would you know?
And what, man? And what? Nah, I'm what? I don't know. I've just been watching too much Discovery Channel and A&E and shit.
So, I mean, first of all, for those that don't know, I mean, we're making this podcast as, like, kind of like ghost stories or UFOs, sightings, random shit that we've been through, some scary shit,
Daniel, murders and all that. Murders, not shit, bro, that we've technically that been through,
but, like,
it.
Stuff we've seen and stuff we've heard about. That's what I'm... No, because that's what I'm saying. It's stuff that we haven't necessarily been through, but we've heard about it, seen, or whatever, you know? Crazy. So I figured, we should talk about some crazy shit, Daniel, like that. You know, 10 o'clock at night.
What was that? Back in 2010. Back in 2010, you remember when we went to that abandoned field? Where was it? San Bernardino? Highland, whatever? Wait, were you with us when we went to the... Remember they used to call it the Wash? Yeah, well, on the other side of the park.
By the park?
Yeah, I remember we parked our cars at the end of the street, and we walked, and then, like, something made us run back.
Yeah.
Dude.
I wasn't in there, bro. I didn't go down there. Hell no. It was me, Robert, Vicente,
David, and I forgot somebody else, dude. But we went down there, and then, like, we were going to hit the tunnel. And then we started hearing shit, dude, and we all started running back. And obviously, I'm the fucking fat one. So I get left behind. Now I'm fucking, like, yelling this shit.
Man. See, I was a smart one. I stood my ass out of there. Come on, bro. Hell no.
I remember that. We came back and we're like, what happened? I'm like, get the fuck in the car, dude. Let's get the fuck out of here. Yeah, that's messed up.
Yes, boss. But fuck, bro. I remember there was I was driving down Baseline, and I was coming like late, bro. And you know,
yeah,
you know when you go down Baseline from Rialto and you go to San Bernardino and you go down the hill towards like Waterman and all that. Well, I was coming up the hill, right? And this was like fucking like 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the morning, something like that. But I swear to God, I was driving, and like there was this like lady across the street, dude. And it seemed like she was like fucking like it was weird, bro. She was wearing like a white dress, and it just like she seemed like transparent, bro. Like you could kind of see through her, but I didn't see her until like she was like 5 feet away from my car, like on the passenger side, you know. And I remember I swerved, and I got scared. I was like, "Oh fuck!" Like,
Vicente.
I forgot who was riding me, but I was like, "Fuck! Did you see that?" And they were like, "Yeah." No, it this was at
Dino. I remember you telling this story.
I don't know, bro. It was at night, though. I don't know, dude. Yeah, dude. And then, like, I was like, I looked back in my rearview mirror and I didn't see shit. And I was like, "Fuck, bro!" Like, I think I just came in contact with the ghost, dude. That shit. That shit gave me chills, dude. But then I also heard. I think I told somebody, and they told me like right there on that street, there's a lady who died in a car accident right there. And I think across the street from was like a satanic church. It was like a red barn or something like that. And that was like a satanic church or something like that. And I was like, hell no. Yeah. I ain't going down here at night. You got me fucked up.
Mm-mm. But you know what? Like, I'm not really a ghost myself. But my brother was coming back from college one night. I remember he said, hey, Byron, you know, I'm going to stay late. And I remember him texting me like it was probably like 10, close to 11. And he was like, hey, look, I'm heading back. I should be home in about 20 minutes. And I'm like, all right, cool, man. Sounds good. I'll see you at home, you know? Well, this guy calls me all scared, bro. At like fucking, it was 5 till 11. And I'm like, hey, dude, where you at? He's like, Byron, I think I hit someone. And I'm like, what? He was like, I think I hit someone. And I'm like, what do you mean? He was like, well, I don't know if I hit him. Like, he says he stopped and shit. And he was like, but there's no one there. I'm like, fool, you're probably tripping the fuck out. He's like, dude, I don't know. Like, you know, I'm like, Danny, what the fuck? What the fuck? He was like, okay, well, yeah. Oh, no. He gets down, bro. And
it's a Byron, help.
It was a cat. It was a cat. Oh, he got freaked out, though, because my brother, he's like a paranoid fuck, you know? So he was like, he was all fucking freaking out. And I'm like,
yeah. See, dude, you know what? I'm afraid of? I'm afraid to go to the fucking Queen Mary, bro. Like, at night? Hell no. Okay, first of all, I haven't been there. Second of all, I hear a bunch of stories, and I'm like, I don't know, dude. Like, I'm a little bitch when it comes to this shit. Like, especially when it's, like, those haunted houses and shit. Oh, dude. Hell no. That shit scares the fuck out of me. That's why I can't go to that, like, those horror nights and all that. I know they chase you with, like, chainsaws with, like, no chains on them, but...
Hey, you know, I've slept with the Queen Mary.
Hell nah, bro. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's a hotel.
What the fuck? What do you mean you slept?
Yeah.
On the boat?
Yep.
And you slept there?
I'm alive and breathing, what? Man, right
and you
here.
Still alive?
What the fuck? It's a cool experience, dude, but I give you
How was
the...
it?
Well, actually, I'm going to tell you the truth. It's kind of creepy. Because if you've been there, you know that the boat itself, it's like on shallow waters and it has like a barrier around it, right? So there's no waves that can rock the boat back and forth, like really. So the day I stood there at night, fucking, I remember waking up, dude, because I kept hearing like, you know when the ship goes like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was doing dude. Yeah. And I was what the hell is going on? So I tried to ignore it, Daniel. I was like, fuck this shit. I'm just going to go back to sleep because I knew it was haunted and shit. And so it keeps doing it, bro. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And so like the whole night, dude, just like that.
Yeah.
And I mean, morning came about, and the people that are the work there, they're like, yeah, did you guys hear anything? And you know, the boat's haunted and shit. I'm like, fuck you. I'm like, fuck you. I was like, I didn't get any sleep because of that shit.
Damn.
So,
But like, I mean, you stayed there knowing that it was going to be haunted, though, didn't you?
That I wanted.
Wouldn't you expect certain things though?
Like I said, I don't believe in ghosts, but I mean, if it happened and something appeared, I would have been like, "What the fuck?" You know, like prove me wrong. You know, prove me fucking wrong. But I mean, yeah. all I hear was like, if the ship was like, you know, when the ship settles mm-hmm. and all that crap, and you hear things within like the walls and. But nothing, nothing out of the unordinary, you know? But it's crazy because they tell you when you go on that boat tour,
man.
They tell you, like, you know, that they've had people come encounters with, like supernatural shit.
That's crazy, bro. That shit's crazy.
I mean, there's different places. Hell no, there's you won't catch places, me there. There's... You know, there's this place in, where is it? It's called Santiago Canyon. It's called Black Star Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you ever heard of that one. Well, Black Star Canyon, dude, like, there's a lot of crazy shit that happens up there that people say happens, you know. Some people claim they've seen, a woman walking up the hiking trail, you know, like, at night, dude, at night.
Like at night?
I mean, believe it or not,
who the hell would want to walk up a trail at night?
It's fun.
What?
Well,
it's just fun to get scared the shit out of you. Hell no. You ain't catching me up there. Okay. If we were going to go as like a group, maybe I might go. You know, see, I got to have Lana next to me so I can hold on to her or something like that, because she's probably going to be taking care of me, because, bro, I'm probably not even going to be able to make it up there, honestly. She's going to have to pull me through. Uh-uh, bro. And it's not just a hike. It's probably just, like, me freaking out. Like, man, I'm telling you, bro, this shit's fucking crazy, dude. Like, mm-mm.
Daniel, come on, bro. Let me throw yourself on our podcast.
No, I'm just being honest. Like, fuck, bro. I get scared easily, dude. If I see a spider, dude, I fucking freak out. Like, I'm kind of getting better at it now. But the other day, I killed a spider all by myself, dude. All by myself. Yeah, man, I'm getting up there. I mean, you know, baby steps. But, you know, she was typically the one to kill the spiders. But, yeah, I'm getting there.
Dude, I remember.
I mean, I'll get there. I killed her the other day, so I'm good.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, bro. I have, what is that, arachnophobia? I think that's what it's called. No, it's like you're afraid of spiders. The phobia of spiders, that's what I have, bro.
Yeah, DM us,
you guys. DM us the right turn.
Daniel, like, it's a crazy-ass world out there, bro. But what I was trying to get to about that canyon was that there's people that claim to have seen, I think they're called pentagrams. Mm-hmm. You know, like satanic shit. Like, yeah, like demonic shit.
Demonic shit.
You know, funny story. Maybe like 4 years ago, going back to it, we were at this other canyon right here in Fullerton. If anybody knows, DM me the name of that place. It's on Harbor Boulevard, like kind of by Rolling Heights. There's a message me on.
Wait, DM me where?
People
DM
that added me on my Instagram or Snapchat, Jasper562. Hit me up on that shit and let me know if you guys have heard of that canyon. But Famous Figueroa
on Instagram. If anybody has, like, some crazy stories that they want to tell us, something like that, or, like, some crazy shit that's happened, let us know, because I like listening to this kind of crazy stuff.
I was with my ex, going out with my ex at the time, and we had a group of people, like, that we... I think you probably remember. They remember the guys from the vape shop? Yeah, those guys.
The ones that... They opened it themselves, right? Those, like, Filipino guys, whatever.
Flo.
Wait, somebody's name was Blow?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, I was like, what the fuck?
Well, we went to this canyon, dude. We cruised it up there. We get to this canyon. And they're like, oh, you know, on top is like a radio tower or water tower or something like that. And so they're like, oh, you know, we're going to go up there and set up some fireworks and, you know, we're going to record it down here, you know? Time lapse kind of shit. So we were like, okay, cool. So it's a big group of people, dude. We're talking about like 15 people probably in total. So what happens is these guys start going up. Well, me and my ex and like three of the other guys stay down here. We're in the Mustang convertible chilling and shit, you know? And so one of the guys is like, hey, dude, like, I got binoculars. Like, let me go get them for my car. So I was like, all right, cool. So he comes back with the binoculars and we're fucking filming down, you know? And, well, Daniel, this is what happened. So they hit us up from the hill, right? And they're like, hey, Byron, Josh is feeling, like, weird. And I'm like, what's going on? He's like, well, dude, he's feeling weird. He's, like, getting that bad vibes and shit, you know? And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on? Hey, you good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who, me?
I'm like, what the hell are you doing, man?
Yeah, my bad. I'm in my car, bro. Like, I'm rolling down the windows. It's hot.
Anyways, nah, but anyways, so he's like, they're telling us, dude, this guy's not feeling good. I'm like, all right, well, send him down the hill and I'll meet him halfway. And so they're like, nah, don't even trip. We'll send like two of us, like, we'll go in and back down. I'm like, whatever. Well, I kid you not, Daniel. After I hung up the phone, I used the binoculars to look up there. And I seen these pair of fucking eyes, bro. Just like staring at me straight on the binoculars. I'm getting the chills right now, dude, because I remember how this shit played out. So I fucking make exact contact with this pair of eyes up there. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it looks like, you know, you ever seen those movies where like cat eyes and there's like, it's a shadow though? Well, something.
Oh, you made contact with some devil shit, bro.
This shit, bro, looked straight at the binoculars like it knew I was looking at it, you know? And so I called him back and I'm like, yo, there's something up there. And they're like, what? I'm like, yo, there's fucking something up there. And so I'm freaking out. And now my ex is looking through the binoculars. She's like, oh, what the fuck? There's something up there. And so the other guy that's behind me on the convertible, because we were in the stang, and this guy was in the back. And he's like, let me see. And he's like, oh, what the fuck? Like, he started freaking out, dude. So we're all freaking out down here, you know? And we're like, get the fuck out of there. Like, just get the fuck out of there. So you see, bro, I remember, I still have this shit on video. I see all of them running back down the hill. Like, all fucking 12 of them, bro. Keep in mind, it was a couple of them going up. All 12 of them started coming down the hill, like, running as fast as they can. And they're like, what the fuck? And so I'm like, yeah, look. So they're still, when they get down there, they're like, shut the fuck up. There's nothing up there. I'm like, dude, look, it's still there. And dude, I kid you not, they saw the fucking eyes. It was like some cat eyes, bro. Like, I can remember them. It had like the pupil itself, bro. It looked like a diamond. And it was kind of like greenish on the outside. Yeah.
But so, I mean, like, you saw, like, this on the mountain?
Just like, like, you know, if you're looking at the hills and shit, you know, where the water tower's at? That's where I saw it with the binoculars, bro. I kid you not, we can talk to people and back up the story. Like, this shit really happened to us. And so we were like, fuck it. Like, let's get the fuck out of here. But when we were coming back down and we went to go stop, I forgot where we went. I think we went to Coffee Bean or something. They were like, yo, you know, on the way up there, we saw a shitload, like, there was a shitload of pentagrams on the ground. And I'm like, fuck, that makes a lot of sense, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, we were staring at something up there. Like that was real. Like, there was, dude, they told me they were like all the way up there. When you hit the cement and you start walking up towards like the tower itself, there's a shitload of pentagrams. And I was like, oh, man, that explains it, you know? So, like, we freaked out, dude. I'm not going to lie to you. We're like, freaked out.
Fuck that.
Mm-mm. It's on Harbor Boulevard, too. Like,
where's this place at again?
Like Roland Heights, kind of like Brea area. Well, there you go. I mean, it's just
shit, bro. I'm like on Harbor Boulevard right now.
Up there is probably like a 20-minute drive all through the street, though. But. Nah, dude, like,
now you're gonna make me like fucking scared when I go to bed tonight.
There was a phase in that time hanging out with all those guys and my ex. Where one of the guys, dude, like, he would see his grandpa in his he would see his grandpa's in his dreams, or he would like appear to him in a form of a shadow.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, bro. Right there. And this happened for
That's some crazy shit.
4 months. We were dealing with this with him, and he would talk to us about it, you know? And he was like, yeah, you know, my grandpa kept saying something in German, because his grandpa was German. And I think he was a World War II vet. And he was like, my grandpa kept saying shit in German. And so I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he's like, yeah, dude, like, I don't know what the hell he's saying. So real quick, he went somewhere with that crew, with the vape crew. They went to another spot. And they said that they jumped over this fence. And they saw a shadow of a person. When they jumped over, they saw a shadow of a person over them. And they all believe this guy brought that shadow back with him. Now he thought it was his pup, but I kept saying, like, dude, that's not possible. No, you know? And I honestly, dude, I don't know how the fuck. I think he went back to make peace with that shit. I don't know. I don't want to get into it, but all I remember him saying, I need to go back. I need to go back to make peace with this thing. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, no, dude, like, fuck that. We're not going. And he was like, dude, I need to go back. And I was like, do whatever you need to do, dude. But I'm not going to take part of any of this shit, you know? But nah, Daniel, like, you know, that kind of stuff, bro, bringing shit back with you, like, from places like that, dude, hell no.
Yeah, like, I don't get how people say, like, oh, yeah, like, my, like, a family member that passed away, like, oh, he appears in, like, in my other bedroom or something like that. Like, hell no, that ain't right. That shit ain't right at all.
Oh, shit, bro, like, those are apparitions, you know what I mean?
The fuck was that?
Like, I don't know where people get this shit from, like, oh, you know, he's a friendly ghost. I'm like, what the fuck?
Hell yeah, bro. This ain't no Casper shit. Even if Casper pulled up in my place, I'd be like, hell no, I'm out. You know what's trippy, though, is, like, how people, like, you know, they like, say, oh, this house is haunted or something like that. They move somewhere else. Like, that one movie, I think it was not Insidious, or maybe it was Insidious. I don't know. Where they think it's the house that's haunted and they move somewhere else.
Mm.
And it's actually, like, it follows them. Man, that's when you got to cut that person out. When that person brings in some crazy shit, because that shit's going to keep following. Hell no, bro.
Wait.
The Conjuring, I think that was it.
Well, what movie was that? Bro. Is that Insidious or is that The Conjuring?
I think it was The Conjuring, dude. Remember, like, they were like, they moved in the house and they said it was haunted or something like that, but it was, like, actually the person, I think. And, like, they moved to another place. And, like, it was,
wait,
like,
it's following them. Wait, is that The Haunting, like, in Connecticut?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. That's... It might be, dude. I don't know which one.
Because there's one I watched. Freaks me out. There's one I watched, bro, that, like, there was a part, I don't know, maybe it was Insidious, like, where they're in the basement. And, like, and the whole room is red, and there's, like, a puppeter on the backside of a curtain or some shit.
Okay. I can't think of
because there was a.
I don't know. We might be talking about the same movie.
I had like a puppet behind a curtain, or it looked like a puppet, like a guy, or like a, I don't know, like a figure that looked like a puppet behind a screen, like a white screen. I don't know. I think it might be Insidious.
I don't know what that is.
Because that movie's creepy, dude.
Fuck.
They like.
Puppet behind my screen. Hell yeah, Insidious was scary, bro. That shit was like the last movies that they made recent. Like, I feel like every movie since 2010 hasn't been as scary as those ones.
How bad?
Insidious, like, made me jump, bro.
Who?
What, man? What are you doing? You.
Nothing. I'm right here.
Like, you're like running around, or what you doing?
All this talk about scary shit, bro. You tripping out.
Anyway, I was going to say. Hell.
Oh.
Hey, but you know what was
dude,
scary
that
too,
movie. You
like,
keep bringing
that
up that movie. What's
the
up
fourth
with
kind,
you?
Bro. The fourth kind. Because, bro, like, I feel like, I don't know, like, UFOs and, like, aliens and shit.
What makes
you believe in
UFOs? Tell me. Well, obviously.
Because we're not the only people here on this planet, dude. not necessarily this planet, but like, not necessarily this planet, but so? Like this whole universe. We're not the only people here. Hell yeah, bro. Like, how do you explain, like, these people seem like
but flying the objects? But and the universe is so big. Why would they come like, here?
What are we trying to do?
Yeah, absolutely. But we're like, are we trying we're to explore so the backed universe, up bro? In technology, bro. You think we can even do that?
I mean, obviously, if somebody else came here, if somebody else has the ability to come here, and people have so many sightings and everything, there's a government that doesn't let you know any information about it, like Area 51 and shit like that. Like,
hold on. There's let's break it down. Let's break it down. You mentioned Area 51. Well, what do you know about Area 51?
I just know that that shit's like some alien shit or something like that.
Well, you know, let's just that's go back. Let's take a little so, let's take a little step back into history. That when they found that place, it used to be a lake. There was a lake there, right? And so like it dried up or whatever, and then went to set base there. Now they're saying like there's people out there that say it's just another military place where they absorb like things in that atmosphere, but at the same time they're satellites like that are tracking different things, you know, in space. But you know what makes it hard, like it's like it makes you think a little bit, is this: the whole place is surrounded by a fence, first of all, right? Well, many think that it's under,
isn't it underground?
Took it off because they're like, it was violating like some kind of law with that kind of Area 51 shit, and so they took it off from the map.
Yeah. Right?
So I've seen videos of people, bro, that go to Area 51, uh-huh. like the actual fence, and there's MPs right at the fence. Like they're allowed to see it from outside, but once you step foot on the other side, they have the right to arrest you. They have the right to arrest. Well, yeah, it's military police, bro. They can do whatever the fuck they want if you're in their property. You know what I mean? But there's other things too, like the whole employees living there and getting taken off base by helicopters or by a plane. Like, there's this guy. I forgot the author's name, but he wrote like a whole book about this shit. And he says that upon exploring and seeing shit, he always saw that there was planes taking off. Like little tiny, you know, little charter planes, like little tiny ones, right? Well,
yeah, like little jets.
Yeah, like little jets or like the other ones, you know, the propeller ones. The little ones. Well, he said, you know, he was like, it's always weird that there's always people living. And so that's how he started realizing that the people that live on there, that's the way to get out of there. They can't drive out or anything like that. They need to get the fuck out of there by flying, and they land like in a private airport or landfill somewhere else, and that's when they, you know, they do their shit. So it's like they're doing a good job of hiding it, but I'm just curious to know what the fuck do they have in there that's so damn important.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
You know, Roswell, New Mexico, like, bro. Let's talk about that shit. You know,
yeah, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like they like I'm telling you, like there's all these things, like people like have sightings of aliens or just stuff like that, like. And then the fact that they keep it, like, put away and they hide it from, society and everything. Something's up, bro. Definitely.
Maybe it's not time for us to know this shit. I mean, you know, we can only speculate. Like, I don't want to say that there isn't aliens, but, you know, so many, I don't know, man. We're living in different times now. You know, it's just hard to think maybe that we're not the only ones out there. But I want to say there is no one out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but there's aliens, bro. I'm telling you, dude. There's aliens.
Hey, dude. You know what's a good movie to see if you wanna if you're thinking about aliens and shit?
What?
There's two of them. There's one of them is called Mars Attack.
I seen that.
That one. And then there's another
old.
What?
That movie's old.
Oh yeah, yeah, dude. Definitely old. But there's another one. I want to say it's called They Live. So the movie's about, like, real recap. This guy finds like a pair of, like, he finds like a box of glasses or a bag of glasses, and he puts them on, dude. And he's realizing that the people he lives with, like, half of the population is aliens. Yeah. I think it's called They Live.
I don't think I heard of it.
Look into it. It's a really, really good movie. You'll enjoy it. So this guy, dude, it's like famous actors too play in this movie, but this guy finds glasses and he puts them on and it reveals the aliens, right? So now he becomes a threat and the aliens send out like a beacon on him and shit. So now they're trying to kill him. But then he finds somebody else like kind of tough like him and shit. He's like, look, put these on, bitch. Put these on. So he puts them on and then he starts noticing like there's aliens among him. And then the signs, like if it's a sign for Trojan, like Trojan the condom, there was a sign on a propaganda billboard. It said Trojan condoms, right? So when they put on these glasses, it says have sex and reproduce, like just bald. Like, and a lot of, and like, it's funny because at this time, this was probably like in the 80s or 70s when this movie was made, dude. But like, to think that people back then are already thinking like, oh, you know, maybe there's aliens living on Mars.
Yeah. You know? I don't know, bro. I don't know, man. Have you ever seen a UFO, dude?
Nah.
No, I feel like I have, bro. Like, I'm trying to remember.
What?
I don't know.
Like,
dude.
Where? In inland?
Nah, when I used to live in New Mexico.
Oh, dude, there's a lot of crazy shit in New Mexico.
Yeah, dude. That's crazy. I mean, it's just crazy to watch, like, the like YouTube videos and, like, some people say they're fake and everything, but it's just, some of it, you're like, fuck, like, it's crazy, dude. Like, how their batteries die and shit like that. But, like, how quick something can come into, like, your space, you know? Like, you can record it and just literally see it just appear and then just disappear.
Okay.
Like, that's some crazy shit, you know?
I have my questions about crop circles.
Crop
circles.
Yeah.
You know, like the signs that appear over like crops and they're like.
Yeah, but like, what do you mean you question?
Like, dude, how do they do it? Like, if it's fake or real, you know what I mean?
Like, so quick and all that shit.
Well, not
right?
only that, but it's like, okay, if you were using a tractor, there'd be a sign of you smushing everything in front of you, but there isn't.
Yeah, or like even the tracks of you driving off or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
And then I mean, for sure, a man can't make a perfect circle by cutting down like tree. I mean, not trees, but like corn. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, even if you use one of those, like the tools, the holes. What are they called? I think they're called holes, right? Like, even if you were to use one of those, like to excavate the land, like you still wouldn't come up with a perfect circle
to make it all even.
Exactly.
And shit.
So it's like, yeah. But you know what's crazier is this: the crop circles, right? They have like different fit, like it's just different kind of shit on it. Mm-hmm. You know, like perfectly designed, like different types of symbols, signs, or whatever. And it's if you take a picture from a helicopter, you're like, what the fuck? Who did that? How can you possibly do that?
Yeah.
And then it leads you to think, fuck, there's fucking aliens.
That's what I'm saying, dude. That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, there's so much shit out there, bro, that we're not exposed to. Like this government, bro, is just hiding so much stuff.
But you think that people are ready?
I mean, the way the world is going now, yeah.
You think so?
Hell yeah, bro. Like, I don't know, dude. I mean, I don't know. Ready for what though? What do you mean?
I mean, if that were true, if there was extraterrestrial life, do you think the world's ready, as it is now, to accept that new discovery?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Mm. Yeah,
you
yeah.
think so?
I'd want to know. Hell yeah. Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't?
I'd be intrigued, but I don't think we're ready for it, bro.
Then when?
We're not ready to be exposed to shit like that yet.
So when do you think that we'll be
ready? I don't even think we ever will be ready.
Yeah.
You know, there's different. You know what's funny is that, well, not funny, but you know, this is the odd part. Let's get into real shit right now, okay? People mm-hmm. want to believe in extraterrestrial, right?
Mm-hmm.
But people disbelieve about the rapture.
Okay.
All right. And that's coming like from biblical, like that's biblical, right?
But yeah.
At the same time, it's like, okay, so you want to believe in extraterrestrials, which is pretty far out, but at the same time, like, you don't want to believe in the rapture. Or, you know, shit like that. Like, things like that, bro. And so, I don't think we're ready.
What do you mean believe in the rapture, though?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people. Okay, you know, it's an example, but in the Bible, it says people will think that it's, like, extra. People would think that it's some other, like, people getting kidnapped, like, by aliens. Like, some people would say, like, aliens took them away and shit.
Abducted? Yeah.
Yeah, dude. And it's crazy to say, but I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure, but I want to say that I did see that or hear about that somewhere, that it's written on there, that people would think that the people are getting kidnapped by aliens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just crazy to think that everybody would believe that, like, aliens before the rapture. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like you're talking about like aliens before like God and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, if I wanted to put it in that term, yeah, like people will believe in aliens before God.
I don't even know if I believe in that, honestly.
I mean, I'm pretty like that's your opinion, you know.
Because I'm spiritual, but not religious, you know. Like I have questions, so it's like this whole thing about like, oh, when you die, you go to heaven or you go to hell and all that, like. I don't know about that, bro. I have like so many questions about that.
But you know,
I don't know if I believe in that.
Yeah, I can understand. I can understand. But it's you know, for the people that are really into you know, like I'm Christian, all right. So like if you read the mm-hmm. Bible, it says, you know, when you pass away, you get judged, and you either, you know, you go to either heaven or hell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they say hell is just hell, like, you know, it's a waiting place to be. There's like, you ever heard of purgatory? I think it's called purgatory.
No.
Or purgatory, something like that. I think something.
It's
So pretty much it's like between, it's like the middle between heaven and earth. Purgatory.
Uh-huh.
If you look it up, it's called, yeah, it's like the middle between heaven and earth. And yeah. Suppose it's like a holding cell, not like a bad holding cell, but it's like that's a holding cell. Like everybody that dies in that.
Like the waiting
there
room.
There you go. It's the waiting room. And so, mm-hmm. and they're like, everybody's waiting. And there, everybody's waiting for judgment day to when God, like, you know, is going to judge you and, you know, it's going to send you either to go to heaven or you go to like the fire, you know, whatever. And, mm-hmm. and, but like, what I'm trying to say with all this, Daniel, is this people would believe anything you throw at them. But they wouldn't believe in something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, if you have the proof, though. Like, if somebody's going to throw something at you, like, oh, I got this proof. You're like, oh, shit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know what you mean. It's just we haven't had enough.
It's like...
We as humans need to see it with our eyes to believe.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, okay, yeah, I get it. Like, you know, most of us, a lot of us want proof that it's real like that. But then at the same time, sometimes seeing is not seeing is believing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like you just kind of just go with it, right?
Yeah. You know, it's like me.
I don't know, bro. See,
well, it's like me telling you, like, hey, dude, like, do you believe in the wind? And you're like, yeah, fuck yeah, I do, right? But then you're like, well, you can't see it, and you're like, yeah, but I can feel it, right? So.
Okay, but. I mean, you could see it if you're looking at the tree and you see the wind moving.
That's an object.
Or if there's, like, fog and you could see, like, the wind moving it.
But see what you did, right?
You feel me?
But you see what you did, right?
What?
You had to see it to believe it. If you wouldn't have seen that, then you would have been like, exactly. There's no wind.
Okay, but if I feel it, like, hitting me.
Well, yeah, but you still
get what I'm saying?
Proof.
Exactly, though. That I mean, that's what I'm about. Like, I just
no, but that's exactly. Yeah, no, exactly.
I gotta believe.
That was my point to everything. It's like you need to see it to believe it. Some people are like that. They're like a lot of people are actually like that. They're like, well, I need to fucking see it before I agree or disagree about something, right? And then you have, and then you have your other people that are like, well, you know what? I'm gonna put everything in this thing that I don't see, but I believe in. You know, and it's like, I don't know, dude. It's, you know, that's why I'm saying, like, the world isn't ready.
I don't know, bro. I feel like it is ready, dude. Because I mean, like, I don't know. I hate when things are just kept away. Like, it's like, oh, we're gonna tease you, and this is like, here, you're seeing this, but we're gonna cover it up. For what? Like, what are you protecting me from?
True. Well, yeah. No, I mean, yeah, you're right. What are they protecting us from? If we're the good guys, right?
Yeah, they got to investigate it and see if it's okay for you to know about it. Like, I don't know, man. Like,
okay, what about this? What about this?
What?
You're outside. You're going outside. You're walking your dog. All of a sudden, you see this fucking big dish hovering over you, maybe like a mile, like in the air, right? And you're like, what the fuck is that? And then it goes away, right? And then you're like, oh, shit. Like, can you get a photo of it? You're telling everybody about it. But the only people that know about it is the government. Like,
yeah,
people don't want to believe that you saw that.
And then they go and come after me and try to kill me. Well,
maybe. But no. Like, people, see, like, that whole seeing believing shit is like, okay, one person saw it, or maybe two or three. Three people saw it, but then the world still says, nah, you're crazy. That shit's fake.
Okay.
Especially now with, like, social media, dude, where everything is, like, there's a lot of things that's fake, like, fake news and all that shit. You know, like, fake articles about, you know, aliens, like, walking on the earth, you know, shit like that. And it's like, people are just like, nowadays are like, oh, well, that's fake. That's all fake. It's just a fake article. When in reality, maybe, hey, you know, maybe it was real. Maybe it's real. Maybe the government's putting it out there for you. It's real. That's their way of showing it to you. But then your mind's just like, nah, that's fake. I don't see it. I didn't see it. You know what I mean? That's what I like. That's why, dude, humans we're complicated, bro. We're complicated when it comes down to anything like that. It's like people are, like we were talking about this chat last time in the last segment. It's like, You have all the fucking facts, all the proof you need to know when something's bad, right? But then you don't wanna pay attention to that and do what you need to do. You know what I mean? It's the same thing. Like that's how we do life, bro. It's like, you know, we see everything in front of us, but we're like, yeah, that's fake. That's really how we are. And that's
fun. Yeah, bro. Yeah, because you think about it, that like when you see a video and like you're just like the first thing that comes to your thought, you're just like, yeah, it's fake. That shit fake. That's true. You know,
yeah, exactly. Because our minds are like sponges. We're already exposed to like everything that's like Photoshop, VideoShop, Adobe, you know, shit like that. Like we can do this with CGI. You know what I mean? But then at the same time, I've seen a couple of videos. I'm not gonna lie to you. I've seen videos where it looks all real, legit. And I'm like, what the hell is that? And I'll still be like, oh, no, that shit's fake. I think it's fake. It's not real. It can't be real. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Because you don't want to accept it.
You don't want to accept it. You don't.
Yeah, but I mean, I think the same thing, too. But I'm like, nah. This shit's legit, bro. This shit is crazy. This is legit right here.
I mean, we're complicated. Mm-mm. I'm not gonna lie, damn. We are complicated people. Everybody.
Yeah.
There's no way of pleasing ourselves and no one else. You know, like, we're always gonna be that human race. You know, I mean, we have flaws, bro. That's what it is. We just have flaws and we don't look into them. You know what I mean? But, I mean, whatever. Yeah. Whatever. People believe what they want to.
Hey, but like... So you said you're Christian and all that. So what do you believe in? Like, what do you believe happens when you die? Is like just straight like, oh, you get judged and then you go to heaven.
Well,
or hell?
You know, I don't know. Like I get trapped in my own mind with it, bro. Like, I mean, the Bible says different, but you know, it's like when you pass away, you know, your soul gets automatically ripped out of you, and you know, right away you see the big guy, and it's like. And it's like, you know, because, you know, I didn't want to get too much in depth in this because there's a lot of people that, you know, would probably judge me for this kind of crap. I mean, for this kind of stuff because of what I believe in.
But I don't care. That's why I said I'm spiritual and not religious.
Well, you know, I am spiritual and I am religious. Am I perfect? No.
Uh-huh.
You know? But, I mean.
Yeah.
You know, in short ways is this. Heaven and hell are like the holding cells. Because when the rapture comes and you know God takes away the church, you know there's like a 1,000-year wait, you know, where the devil is gonna reign, and then judgment comes, and that's when people are gonna be sent either to the, you know, it's not even called hell no more. The hell is like a holding cell. There's another one that's called Lake of Fire, and it's like on the Bible itself, and then. You know, and for the Christians, you know, heaven, it's like a holding place too, but the real place is the New Jerusalem, which will pretty much be at this land. Like, you know, it will descend from the heavens and land here, and, you know, God will reign. You know what I mean? But that's what I believe in, you know? And then people are always asking me, they were like, well, Byron, you know, how are you going to, you think you're going to go to heaven and hell? And I'm like, hey, you know what, man? Like, you know, only God knows me. And they're like, well, you know how you're a sinner, right? And I'm like, well, everybody's a sinner. We sin every day, every moment. And then I was like, but God is just, and this is what he's going to do. He's going to balance your life and be like, okay, well, let's balance out your sins and your good deeds. Well, what do you think is going to be greater? Your sins.
Fuck, dude. See, all that shit, I'm just like, I don't believe in that. Like, I kind of don't, dude. Like, I'm like, I feel like, I don't know how to explain it, bro. It's crazy. It's like, I just feel like it just keeps going.
Look,
it just keeps going. I'm not gonna lie to
you. There's times, bro, when I'm like, you know what? Maybe what I've been taught and spoken about my whole life, maybe it's not true. You know, maybe our souls are recycled, and we end up being somewhere else. We might get recycled into a dog, or another person, or somebody being born.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying,
right?
Yeah, like you come back. I feel like you got to live every life form here, bro.
Exactly, and don't think that I haven't thought about that. Yeah, I have. But at the end of the day, bro, I choose to believe what I believe. You know, and it's like you could say, yeah, we were reincarnated into something else. Okay, yeah. I mean, you know, if you wanna think that's, I'm not gonna judge you for it, bro. You know, and I'm not gonna sit here and explain to you it's wrong. You know, because everybody has their own opinions on it.
Yeah.
But you know what I believe is what I just told you. You know.
Don't you come in here and try to change me, bro? Yeah. Don't you? Don't throw your religion on me, dog. Hold that right there.
Yeah, but you know, like, I mean, you asked, man, but you know, but I gave you my honest opinion of what I think, you know, and
No, I was just curious, like, you know, it's just crazy to like hear somebody else's like thought process compared to,
you know,
to, like,
and
what
sometimes
I'm thinking,
you know, honestly, as a person that's spiritual like that, like, it sucks, bro, because nowadays, like, you know, even for whatever you believe in, you can't talk about that on the streets, or you can't talk about
why?
Social media, like, people get offended, and I'm pretty sure.
I don't get it. I don't get why.
Yeah, I know. Like, I know. And I know for sure, whoever's going to be listening to this podcast, somebody's out there is going to be like, oh, hell no. Fuck them. I'm not listening to this shit again.
Whatever. I mean, it's like, whatever.
But I mean, like, you know, that's just, you know, that's what I think. It's a little piece of what I think, you know, and life goes on.
Life for real.
Goes on, dude. I mean, there's no stopping this shit. But.
We finna be abducted by aliens tonight,
dude, like
bro.
Jimmy Neutron, bro, when they take all the dads and moms.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
that was a
good
show.
That show was funny, dude. When they start doing the chicken dance up there and shit.
Bro, they used to have, like, good cartoons back then when, like, we were kids and all that. And, like, sometimes I see it. Now I'm like, what the hell
you know,
is this?
Have you ever seen that shit, Adventure Time? Well, I mean, if you ever get a chance to look up Adventure Time, bro, and there's a lot of fucking sexual characters on there that are, like, drawn as penises, vaginas, shit like that. Yeah, dude. Nah. There's this guy, bro, that looks like a dick.
Yeah. You know, you gotta watch. You gotta watch Rick and Morty, bro.
It's the same shit.
Oh shit! Oh,
it's
damn.
The same shit, and I'm like, what the fuck? But you know, it's weird, dude, because like when we were growing up, I wasn't exposed to shit like that at a young age. You know, and like nowadays, yeah. Kids know, bro, because they have older brothers and shit that slip up. But kids know what the fuck shapes look like nowadays. You know what I mean? And then when they go and see these shows, they're like, ah, yeah. It looks like a penis. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I feel you. All-time favorite show. Who was it? What was it?
Yeah. All-time favorite show? Like,
yep.
Kids show?
Yep.
Growing up? Mm-hmm. Little boy?
SpongeBob,
dude. Favorite.
All right. Yeah. What about you? There was a show called Mucha Lucha.
Oh, well, you... Man, that's because that's your culture
you
kind of
culture?
Shit right
well,
there.
The same shit.
Hey, I blend into the white society, so I watch SpongeBob.
You're white all of a sudden. Mr. 505 over here, white.
I mean, like, I don't speak Spanish, bro. Like, I mean, doesn't mean I don't watch, like, Spanish stuff, but I mean, just being SpongeBob always got to me. I was like, this show's dope.
Ass, prieto-looking, half-Chinese-looking, ugly motherfucking Mexican.
I ain't that dark, bro. I'm getting my color back.
What color?
The sun
color
got me.
Light skin.
Light skin.
Huh?
I'm like a light brown, bro. Like I was like kind of cooked a little bit.
Well, I don't know, man. Those rumors about you being Hawaiian ain't true, then.
Oh man, those are your rumors.
No. Those are Hawaiian. Your mom's rumors, man. Fucking yeah.
Man, I'm finna get a DNA test.
Hey,
I'm finna get a DNA test. To find out what I am.
Fucking family. What is it called? The ancestry test. Dude, it's called 23 or something like that. So they'll send you a kit, you spit on the vial, and then you send it a cotton swab, and they DNA test it and they find out where your roots are from. Huh. Yeah. Look it up.
What's it called?
23 or something like that. Or ancestry test. They'll send you like a kit and you send it back. It takes like 3 or 4 weeks, like a month or something. But they'll send you back and
that's the shit
let
I
you know
do.
Exactly how much percent you are of each like country in the world, and that shit's true. Fool.
Yeah, that's the stuff I want to do.
Dude, it's like $100, but I think it's worth it.
Hell yeah, bro! Because I don't know exactly what I am. I know my dad's side; they're like, "Oh, you're Mexican, this and this." My mom's side, I have no fucking clue what I am. Like, they tell me like different stories. 1 month it's Asian. 1 month it's like.
What was your grandma? What was your grandma? Your grandma's what?
She says she's Mexican.
She's saying she's Mexican, right?
Yeah.
And your mom from Sonora. Mexican food, but she has like some Asian mix in her. Maybe she has like Asian mix Mexican. Probably, your uncle, but see, your uncle throws me off. Your uncle looks Samoan.
That's just because he's big, bro. He's tall and big.
It's not even about the bigness. He has like the facial expressions. You know, like Pacific Islander. Let's throw it out there, like Pacific Islander. So, I mean, you should definitely look into the test, bro, and figure out what the hell you are. Because I'm tired of fucking thinking you're like Hawaiian, white, Mexican, Guatemalan, whatever the fuck you are.
Yeah. And I got to tell my kids, be like, hey, you this, legit. Not like, you're whatever I think you are, you know? Yeah. I know my kid's like half, he's got to have, I think he's like half white, half black, going to have some Mexican in him too.
Well, he's going to have Mexican in him too.
That's what I'm saying. He's going to have those. And I don't know what else I carry.
You carry some what else I carry. Fucked up jeans. Fucked up ancestry.
Some what?
Jeans. Well, watch it be like from like Papua New Guinea or shit. You're like, what the fuck?
I'm like, it's like Salvadorian
or
something.
You're like, what the fuck?
What?
No, hey, you know what's funny? real quick before we end this shit. They make documentaries about this ancestry test, right? And beforehand, there's like a person like is recording and they're like, well, you know, I hate, you know, they're watching this video and this guy's like, well, I hate the fucking British, right? This guy's Irish, supposedly. Yeah. And he's like, I fucking hate the Brits. Well, he ends up getting his fucking test back, bro. And wouldn't you know, this motherfucker is like 58% British. Yeah. Wow. Right? And then I saw another one. Hold on. It gets even funnier. I saw another one. And it was a chick from like Spain. And she was like, you know, I hate Mexicans. Uh-huh. Like, I don't hate them like racially. I just don't like Mexicans. And she gets a test back and it shows that like a lot of her roots are from like fucking like America, like Latin America. And like she's she's like full blooded Spain, you know. Now fuck no, fool. Like she had ancestors that brought the fucking slave babies back to Spain. No, like you know, it's funny. It's like the people that hate the country, like a country the most, they end up having a part of it. So it's like if you look into those videos on YouTube, dude, you're gonna see what the fuck I'm talking about.
You gotta send me the links.
I'll send you some. But
that'll be dope. But yeah, I gotta get that fucking DNA shit done.
Dude. I don't want, like I said, I'm tired of fucking calling you Hawaiian and you're not even Hawaiian.
Put that shit to rest, homeboy. Man,
that's a 10-15 year debate, homie.
All right, man. Let's end this shit. We put our time in. Get this shit going another two weeks from now, or a week now.
Well, you know, whatever. Everything we talked about, you guys, is just, you know, some of it was fucking around, some of it is legit, you know, whatever. Take it as you want. But,
and sometimes I just get lost in my mind and I'm just like, wow, bro, that's crazy. And just like,
you mind blown, homie. But
for real, bro, like I'm looking outside right now, just like, fuck, I'm still thinking about that place you talked about on Harbor Boulevard, dude.
Dude, I mean, that shit's crazy, bro. And one day, bro, if you want, I'll take you.
We'll see about that. I got to take Lana with me, dude. I need a support system. I need my buddy with me.
I like that, bro. All right, y'all. This is Byron from the Minimum Wagers, and
this is Daniel signing out.
Peace out, yo. Blop.